I taught a class just recently, and someone told me that they felt alone all the time. They felt as though the world had given up on them. Well, let me just say, you're never alone. It doesn't happen. Each human being has, within himself or herself, a constant angel that watches over them. Now, we may occasionally feel depressed or lonely, or feel that no one is looking out for us. But this feeling is merely a trick of imagination. It is just to remind us that we have to work harder on ourselves. As it says, if you work hard on yourself, more than you do on your job, you will not only be happy, but you'll always be satisfied with everything that you've got. It's worth repeating to you the same sentence over and over again if you need to, that you're never alone, just to remember that. There's something else also to keep in mind, and that is that if you constantly focus on what you are lacking, you will never be satisfied or fulfilled. Never. If you keep, for instance, thinking that how much you would love to have a bouquet of flower on your table, it would be so much nicer and so much prettier. But then, if you can't get that bouquet of flower, you'll suffer and you'll be hurt by the fact that you couldn't get what you wanted. But why not focus instead on the fact that you have a table to sit at and where you can read a book or have a meal or meet with a friend or a spouse and discuss issues of importance? You see, the flowers are just a tool to help you make it nicer, but it's not necessary. It's just a tool. You can do without it. And if you want to change a life of satisfaction and fulfillment into a life of need and constant have, then you'll always be missing what you don't have. If you're constantly waiting for a happiness moment to arrive, you'll find yourself waiting for a very long time. It's important to seize the moment and focus on what you have at the present, rather than what you would like to have. Think about who you are and what you've got so far. Loving your work, for instance, means to experience a state of deeper inner fulfillment in what's going on with what you're doing. But keep in mind, however, that the blessing of having the job is nothing more than a tool. What you feel inside and what you know should always be focused on the fact that you're not alone. You're never alone. There's always that angel that watches over you. And even if you don't believe in heavens and angels and the Creator, it's all right. Look around you and ask yourself the question, who is it that helps you wake up in the morning? And who is it that helps you when things are difficult to get over these humps or the difficulties that you may be experiencing? Is it your mind? No. It's your inner being. Your inner being is the godly soul that you have within yourself. You can call it however you wish, but the bottom line is, that is what protects you and guides you. And every single night, when you go and get re-energized from the heavens, your body wakes up refreshed and completely anew. So use this opportunity and remember that you're never, ever alone.